From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President-elect Trump and a phone call with the president of Taiwan. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be damaged by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her, as some media had reported. No U.S. president or president-elect had spoken with a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979 in favor of a relationship with China. And for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump wished him success with his crackdown on drug dealers, a campaign that has left more than 4,000 dead since July. Duterte said the future U.S. leader told him he was conducting a strike on drug dealers as a sovereign nation the right way. Duterte won the presidential election earlier this year, largely based on his promise to continue aggressively targeting drug dealers, users, and criminals. Duterte said in a statement that he called Trump late Friday to congratulate him on winning the U.S. presidential election. Gambia's president of more than 22 years has conceded defeat in presidential elections, vowing to keep down after results showed him with a surprising loss. Yahya Jammeh told opposition candidate Adama Barrow that he wanted to hand over power graciously and vowed not to contest the results. Barrow represents seven opposition parties that challenged Jammeh in Thursday's election. This is VOA News. U.S. General John Nicholson, the commander of international forces in Afghanistan, has briefed reporters on the situation in the so-called AFPAC region, encompassing Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Our shared goal with our Afghan partners is the defeat of al-Qaeda and Islamic State Khorasan inside Afghanistan. Now, there are 98 U.S.-designated terrorist groups globally. 20 of them are in the AFPAC region. This represents the highest concentration of terrorist groups anywhere in the world.
Nicholson also said he has spoken very frankly with Afghan military and government leaders about certain problems they face in their ongoing battle with the Taliban, but said that Afghan forces are prevailing in those attacks. Nicholson said the Taliban has lost its ability to mass for attacks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and Russia are exploring new ways to break a month-long diplomatic deadlock over how to stop the fighting in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. Speaking at a joint news conference with his Italian counterpart in Rome, Kerry urged continued efforts in dealing with the humanitarian situation in Aleppo, saying it's important all parties work on a framework to provide a passage for people to get out of the besieged city.
Hopefully, if the humanitarian situation could be dealt with in Aleppo more effectively, and if indeed we could create a framework for the passage of people out of Aleppo so that Aleppo itself might be able to be relieved from this agony, that could open up the space to perhaps be able to start some kind of conversation in Geneva.
After meeting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Rome, Kerry described those fresh approaches as designed to lead to talks between Syria's government and the rebels. The World Health Organization reports hospitals and health facilities are overwhelmed by the number of war wounded from fighting between Iraqi government forces and Islamic State militants in the battle for Mosul. Lisa Schlein at the WHO in Geneva reports.
WHO spokeswoman Fadela Shaib says the WHO is concerned that a significant number of civilians are trapped and unable to receive urgently needed treatment for their injuries.
We have seen many injured people, mainly men, but also women and children. Children as young as 2 years old who needs treatment for injuries. The main injuries are bullet injuries, mine and shell injuries, and mortar injuries.
Shaib says the hospitals in the Iraqi Kurdish city of Erbil are closest to the front lines. The problem, she notes, is that transportation time from Mosul can take 2 to 4 hours, reducing patients' chances of survival. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.